You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yesterday, somebody was watching me as I was making more hot tea in the microwave, and they stood there and they watched as we were just chatting, and the microwave counter counts down from 7 seconds, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and when it got to 1, I hit the stop button. And opened it up and cleared the microwave, opened the thing, and took my mug of water out. And the person said, "Why did you stop it with 1 second?" And I said, "Because the beeping sound of a finished microwave, for some strange reason, drives me crazy. So if I get an opportunity, I will always stop it a little short of it so I don't have to listen to that beep, it's beep, funny. Beep, beep, beep." It just...
Really? I do that too, but I just feel like I do it just so I can piss off the microwave. Like somewhere in my right. head, the microwave's like, "Here I come, here Stop I come short. To one, and whoa, what the hell? You didn't let me finish my job."
They don't get to finish.
That's mean, Jeremy.
I have one kind of, I have a sound. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I have a couple kids at home, little monsters. Mm-hmm. And they've got a bucket full of crayons. And they like to take these crayons and draw on things that they shouldn't draw on. My coffee table is a disaster. So what I do is I found the best thing to get those stupid crayons off. It's something called a magic eraser.
Mr. Clean
puts them out. It's like a piece of foam. And you kind of wet it down, and then you rub those. I can't even think about it. It's like a
squeaking
sound. It's
like
a dry rub squeak.
It's the sound of clean.
I've got freaking goosebumps right now. That sound of that rubbing against the coffee table, it drives me nuts. It's the worst ever.
I love that you gave up that bit of information. I'm bringing a Mr. Even, Clean.
It's funny to think about it.
We should have done this as a Facebook Live just so that people could see you hunched.
Like
just,
I am actually
Your shoulders
hunched.
Are all hunched.
I have goosebumps right now. The sound of that, just thinking about it, it's like nails on a chalkboard for some people.
Everybody has at least one sound.
They do.
That will drive them crazy. Emily, what's your sound?
Mine is so bizarre because it actually goes back to an action, and it's a hard word for me to say, but I am deathly afraid of, the French Revolution, the guillotine.
Guillotine. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I don't know why. It just really gives me the heebie-jeebies. So our big paper cutter over here that we have, that most offices
have. Oh, yeah, that squeak.
When you're putting it down and it's like the... And then I immediately think of a guillotine, and then I want to jump out a window. I know. I'm bizarre.
That's actually pretty good, because that is a creepy sound, and that was one of the sounds we did in our mystery sound contest.
That's right, it was.
We did a paper cutter.
Yeah, I didn't like that one.
So here's what we're asking this morning. We want, typical Friday, we like to have fun and a few laughs. We want you to laugh along with us. Call and tell us the one sound that drives you absolutely crazy. And the stranger, the better. I mean, look at the combination you've had here. A microwave beep, a paper cutter, and the magic
eraser.
We got to get one of those in the studio, Dom.
And don't call in and say Trump's voice or Hillary's voice. I posted this on Facebook, and I've deleted all those comments because I'm sick of it.
Yes,
or
you guys.
Sick of it.
Or
you guys
my voice move or Dom's
on.
Voice.
All of, all of you have to get over the election, okay?
Just
and let's just
on.
Move on and have some fun with other things.
Jeez.
The sounds that drive you absolutely crazy, and I see that Jeremy wanted to have some fun.
I just happened to sneak this in from down the hall
here. What do you have there?
What?
Jeremy, I hate you!
He brought the paper cutter in.
Whoops. Oh, what? Whoa, whoopsies. There it goes again.
Put your finger in there.
What? Oh, whoopsie, not again, Jeremy. All right, that was
enough. I'm getting a magic eraser.
here's Vicky. Hello, Vicky. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What's the sound that drives you crazy?
When people scrape their silverware on their teeth.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. My brother used to do that just to
piss you off, right? Mm-hmm.
The metal fork coming out.
It's the worst. I hope you don't hear it all weekend, okay?
Me too. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too, Vicky.
She's got to hate Thanksgiving, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody eating around
the
table.
12 people around the table
it's great.
Here's George. Hello, George. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Dom.
Good morning. What do you got?
I got a dentist there.
Yeah.
Imagine sitting in the chair and my back just will arch up.
Yeah.
Not the pain. It's the sound.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people say it's the sound and the smell. Because you get that kind of smoke smell thing.
You just got to brush your teeth more, buddy, so you don't have to deal with that, all right?
Don't forget to floss.
Fluoride.
George, have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thanks for being on the show. This is coming from Jeremy, who's never had a cavity.
I don't know that sound.
Well, I mean, even if anybody hears that, you could never have had a cavity, and you'll still be like, torture.
If you want an old movie that has a scene that will drive you out of your mind, it's an old Dustin Hoffman movie from the 70s. It's called Marathon Man. And he gets tortured by a guy with a dentist drill.
No, I don't want to watch that.
On his teeth. Strapped down.
Toy Story.
And the guy's trying to get him to talk, and he's putting a drill to his teeth with no Novocaine, obviously.
Nope.
Yeah.
What did he do?
I'm not going to give the movie away. Go watch it for that scene alone.
Nope.
Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, you guys.
So we're talking about sounds that drive us crazy. What's yours?
Yes, mine is when people pop their knuckles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible. I do that.
What about like if they crack their neck or their back?
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting, all of it.
I'm with you, Sarah.
I cannot be your friend.
Why? Sometimes it feels really good to do that, though.
I'm kind of with you, Sarah. It's kind of gives me the willies a little bit, too.
Hold on.
It does.
Sarah, hold on.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, you guys. Okay, I'm going to stop listening to the show now.
Oh!
Lost another listener because of you, Jer.
Another one down.
Opens up a spot for a new listener.
Yep.
Sarah, have a fun weekend, okay?
You guys, too.
It's good doing that.
Here's Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right, so the sound that kind of gives you the willies.
It's hard to say. It just drives me nuts thinking about it. But styrofoam cups or packing peanuts when you rip them or
yes. Yeah. So even those blocks of styrofoam that people will then squeal. Jeremy's trying to do
something. I'm trying. I got two styrofoam cups here.
It's not rubbing them together.
It's like if you took a block of styrofoam and something that's been for packing and people will twist it and everything.
Yes.
No, that's not
going to work.
I can grind my teeth.
Listen, I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. I appreciate you being on the show. Here's Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What can you add to this?
Hey, mine is glass cups clinking together.
Right.
Really? Why? So you never toast anybody,
right,
do you?
A birthday party must stink for you.
I'd like to make a toast.
No, yeah, I hate doing the dishes.
Oh, you're just saying that now.
What a way to get out of dishes.
That is so clever. Honey, I would do the dishes, but I can't stand the sound of the glass clinking.
And I'll be in the basement.
Right.
It doesn't get me out of them. I just hate doing them.
I know. We're just having some fun. Listen, you have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too, guys. Thanks.
Cheers.
All right, thanks a lot. Here's, where's Cher? Good morning, Cher.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're all terrific. What can you add to this?
I can't handle the sound of cardboard rubbing against itself. So, like, if you're folding up boxes when you're packing, it just makes my teeth hurt.
You're never moving.
I wonder about the
You know what? I've moved twice in the last 20 years.
Just for that reason?
I'm glad you don't work for UPS.
Oh, man, Christmas is coming up. Everyone's getting gift bags this year.
Oh, man. I wonder what the psychology, if you think about all these variety of sounds that drive people crazy, I wonder what the, like what causes that? Why is a sound fine for one person and drives another person crazy?
You know, and sound is, sound and smell are like the
huge
two senses for recalling memories. I don't know. Maybe we were all like tortured as children.
Maybe there is some sort of thing from infancy that just got planted. Mm-hmm. So like for you, Cher, maybe there was something with cardboard when you were 1 year old and you don't remember the event, but your brain has been wired now.
Well, you know, I didn't think about it, but we moved a lot when I was a kid, so maybe that's
Oh, there you go.
I just Dr. Phil'd you.
There we go.
I hope you have
My
a great
complete.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you too.
Want more laughs? Follow us online
every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.